Proclamation number 7518 of 9th of February, 1960. Endless fatherly love seeks reciprocation. I only ask little of you, for I only want your love. And if you were to recognize me in my perfection, you could not help but love me, for you would overflow with happiness and gratitude that I desire you and want to be united with you. You would give me all your love because you want to reciprocate my great love for you. But you do not recognize me as yet. You are so imperfect yourselves that a great gulf separates us, which requires much work on your part to bridge and which you still find difficult to accomplish. And because I am still far away from you, you are also unaware of my infinite love for you, which only ever wants to see the right relationship established between you and me, the right relationship between child and father, in order to be recognized and loved by you as your father. Although I approach you again and again, I try to make myself recognizable to you. I prove myself to you as Creator, whose wisdom and might you shall learn to recognize. And I approach you as Father in order to win your love for me. Yet it requires your willingness to also come close to me. Only then will you be able to recognize me and learn to love me. For only love alone unites us. Only through love can the union be established, which is the purpose and aim of your earthly life. But once you have found me, once love for me is ignited in you, then you will also know that I truly don't ask much of you, for then you will give me the love of your own accord which I long for, and then you will fulfill your actual purpose of earthly life. You will establish the union with me, your God and Father of eternity, which once was the original relationship which you yourselves voluntarily relinquished. And then you will also return to the original state where deep, pure love united us and the being was immeasurably blissful. But since you once voluntarily renounced your love for me, you must now voluntarily offer your love to me again. And this is what I try to achieve during your earthly life. Therefore I cannot use any coercion towards you. I can only entice you. I can reveal myself to you as extremely lovable, but I must leave you free to give me your love. Just as you yourselves will only find your salvation when your love is meant for me, because the soul only enters the original state again when it has found me. And finding me also means loving me. And I have been longing for this love since the beginning, and my love for you will have no end and therefore also pursue you until it is reciprocated, until you open your hearts to me, until you receive me myself into your hearts, because love drives you to prepare a dwelling for me in order to be united with me forever, in order to be able to create and work with me as a true child of the Father in unlimited bliss. Amen.